Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NHPC Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q2 FY23 conference call of NHPC. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. Y.K. Choudhary, sir, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. R.P. Goyal, sir, Director of Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Y.K. Choudhary, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, friends. The NHPC board has adopted half-yearly financial result for the period ended 30th September 2022 in its meeting held on 10th November 2022, and the same has already been communicated to exchange. By now, I hope you all would have got chance to go through the quarterly and half-yearly set of numbers. First, I will just touch upon major highlights, and then detailed analysis of the result shall be discussed by our Director of Finance, C. Goyal. Brief highlights of the financial results and important updates on the company are as under. During first half, during half year FY23, our power stations have achieved generation of 18,048 million units, vis-a-vis 17,155 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is about 5% higher, that is, 893 million units. This is mainly due to the higher water availability and restoration of Sewa 2 power station, which was completely shut down with effect from 25th September 2020 till 21st February 2022. Our PAF for half yearly, half year FY23 stands at 99.23% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 95.74%, which is about 4% high. During half year FY23, company has earned revenue from operation of rupees 5,482 crore as against 4,916 crore in the corresponding previous year, previous period. During half year FY23, company has earned PAT of rupees 2,483 crore, vis-a-vis rupees 2,217 crore of corresponding period, which is up by 266 crores, that is 12% approximately. On physical front, as we have been sharing, the active construction work at Subansiri Lower project site is going on full swing. Some of the major milestones have been completed towards commissioning of the project. Although project hit by flood and extended monsoon in last 2 months, but I am very hopeful that we can commission 2 units by June 2023. The full commissioning of, that is, all units of the project is expected by March 2024. In respect of the two HV projects, the pace of tunneling work has been hampered due to the formation of cavity and ingress of water from tunnel face, which flooded the tunnel. Several setbacks events occurred at this front during previous months. The work has already been resumed. We are trying our best to complete the remaining tunneling work to complete the project by December 2023. In respect of Debang Multipurpose Project, that is 2,880 MW, PIB in its meeting held on 11th October 2022 recommended the proposal regarding implementation of the project by NHPC for consideration of CCA. Draft material for CCA note has been submitted to MOP on 28 October 22. The estimated cost of the project is 31,876 crore, and estimated levelized tariff is ₹4.46 per unit. I shared earlier that NHPC has acquired Lanco Teesta Hydropower Limited Teesta 6 project 500 megawatt through NCLT route. Estimated cost of the project is 5,748 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of ₹1,819 crore till September 22. Estimated levelized tariff of the project is ₹4.07 per unit. Expected commissioning schedule of the project is July 25. Further, we are in the progress of merger of LTHPL with NHPC, and it is presently under examination by MCA. As you have already shared that NHPC has acquired another project, Jal Power Corporation Limited, Rangit 4 project, that is 120 megawatt in Sikkim through NCLT route. The estimated cost of the project is 938 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of ₹334 crore till September 22, and estimated levelized tariff is ₹4.37 per unit. Further, we are in process of merger of JPCL with NHPC. The project is expected to be completed by August 24. The Ratle AC project, UT of JNK 850 megawatt project, is being developed by Ratle Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited, a joint venture of NHPC and JKSPDC, in which NHPC holds 51% share. The contract of turnkey execution of the project has been awarded to Mr. Mega Engineering and Infrastructure Limited on 18th January 22. Honorable Prime Minister of India laid the foundation stone of the project on 24th April 22. The estimated cost of the project is 5,282 crore. The work has already been started at site, and we have incurred expenditure of 110 crore till September 22. The levelized tariff of the project is 3.92 rupees per unit. The project is expected to be completed by February 26. Presently, NHPC, through its subsidiary CVPPL, is executing three projects in Chenab Basin, UT of JNK. Construction work of Pakkal-Dulachi project 1000 megawatt and QHE project 624 megawatt is progressing well within the overall schedule of the completion, that is July 25, and we have incurred expenditure of 2517 crore and 815 crore till September 22 on these projects respectively. Further, Honorable Prime Minister of India has laid the foundation stone of the Kawar Hydroelectric Projects 540 megawatt on 24th April 22. Civil work package stands awarded, and work has also been started at site. The project will be completed by November 26. The estimated cost of the project is 4,526 crore, and estimated levelized tariff is 4.44 rupees per unit. As we have shared that some of the largest hydroelectric projects in Siang and Subansiri Basin have been allotted to NHPC by Ministry of Power on 22nd December 21. The project in Subansiri Basin, that is 2000 megawatt Subansiri Upper and 1800 megawatt Subansiri Middle, shall be developed by NHPC on standalone basis, while 10,000 megawatt Upper Siang and 2700 megawatt Siang Lower in Siang Basin are to be developed in JV mode. Apart from above, NHPC is working on three new projects in UT of JNK with Talcott 1856 megawatt, UI 1 stage 2 240 megawatt, Dulasti stage 2 260 megawatt, and Dugar projects 500 megawatt in Himachal Pradesh. In respect of Talcott HEP, agreement on handing over, taking over has signed between NHPC and JKSPDC on 11th December 2021, and NHPC has taken over the project. Ministry of Power has accorded investment approval on 12 July 2022 for incurring expenditure on pre-investment activity for an amount of 973 crore at November 21 price level. Process for obtaining first clearance has been initiated. DPI of OE-1 Stage 2 HEP was submitted on 18th May 2022 and accepted by CA for examination in the meeting held on 20th June 22. EIA EMP study for environment clearance is in progress. 11 out of total 23 clearances have been obtained. Further process for obtaining first clearance is also in progress. In respect of Dilhasti Stage 2 project, clearance of 7 out of 9 numbers of chapters have been received and EIA EMP study of environment clearance is in progress. No first clearance is required in this project and NOC has been obtained from first department. Further defense clearance has already been accorded by Ministry of Defense. DPI of Dugar project has been concurred by CEA on 26 April 22. Tender for EPC contract for Dugar project is under process and we shall be ready for award once we get the requisite PIB CCA clearance for the implementation of the project. Bulk power supply agreement has been signed between Lanco Tista Hydropower Project Power Limited and Chhattisgarh State Power Distribution Company Limited at Raipur on 21st July 22 for power generated from 500 MW Tista 6 HE project for a period of 40 years from COD. We have inked an MOU with the Investment Board of Nepal at Kathmandu, Nepal on 18th August 2022 for development of 750 MW West Seti and 450 MW SR6 hydroelectric projects. NHPC also signed MOU with PTC India Limited for power sales agreement of these projects on 30th August 2022. Further, the discussions for implementing 480 MW Phukut Kanali project in Nepal are in final stage. NHPC Renewable Energy Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of NHPC Limited, has signed MOU with Government of Rajasthan on 24 August 2022 at New Delhi for development of 10,000 MW Ultra Mega Renewable Energy Power Park in the state of Rajasthan. NHPC backed 1,000 MW capacity solar power project at a viability gap funding of 44.9 lakh per megawatt under CPSC scheme. Phase 2, Tranche 3 in the EUS auction conducted by Indian Renewable Energy Development Authority on 23rd September 21. Further, EPC contract has been awarded for development of the project and transmission line for power evacuation to ISTS substation along with the comprehensive operation and maintenance for 5 years. Power purchase agreement has been signed between Bundelkhand Saur Urja Limited and Uttar Pradesh Power Corporation Limited for Kalpi Solar Power Project on 20th April 22 at a fixed tariff of 2.68 per unit. Further, the project has been synchronized with the grid and commissioned partially on 9th July 22. Capacity will be added to grid gradually to full capacity of 65 MW by 31st December 22. As we have shared earlier that NHPC as an intermediate procurer awarded 2000 MW ISTS connected solar PV power project to 5 numbers of developers with a trade margin of 7 paise per unit. Out of 2000 MW, 320 MW was awarded to Mr. Avada Engineering Private Limited at Bikaner, Rajasthan. Recently, fast commissioning of 153.6 MW and 112 MW of said project has been achieved on 14th and 20th September 22, respectively. Balance capacity of 54.4 MW is expected to be commissioned by November 22. For balance capacity, land location, confirmation, transmission, connectivity, feasibility by CTU, financing arrangement, supply order for module balance and balance of system has been achieved by respective developers. NHPC is also exploring to develop pump storage projects in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Orissa, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. we are conducting study on the feasibility of certain projects like Indrasagar Ankleshwar pump storage scheme and Tekwa 2 pump storage scheme 800 MW in Madhya Pradesh and also some projects in other states. NHPC has annual capex plan of 8,000 crore approximately in the coming years considering its projects pipeline. This is all from my side. Now I request Director Finance Goel to discuss financial results in detail. Thank you.
Good evening, friends. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please proceed.
Okay. I am going to share with you detailed quarterly and half-yearly set of numbers with the detailed analysis. NHPC board has adopted a half-yearly financial results for the period ended 30th September 2022 in its meeting held on 10th November 2022, and the same has already been communicated to exchanges. Brief highlights of the financial results and important updates on the company are as under. During half year FY23, our power stations have achieved generation of 18,048 million units vis-a-vis 17,155 million units generated in corresponding period of previous year, which is about 5% higher. In million units, it is 893 million units. During second quarter of FY23, our power stations achieved generation of 9,980 million units, vis-a-vis 9,912 million units generated in corresponding period of the previous year, showing marginal increase. Our PF for the half year FY23 stands at 99.23% against the corresponding previous period PF of 95.74%, which is about 4% higher. Our PF for second quarter FY23 stands at 99.87% against the corresponding previous period PF of 99%, which is about 1% higher. For half year FY23, company has earned revenue from operation of rupees 5,482 crore as against rupees 4,916 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is 12% higher. In absolute figure, it is rupees 566 crore. The increase in revenue is mainly due to higher generation amounting to rupees 450 crore approx, and increase in revenue from power trading business by 111 crore. During Q2 FY23, company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 2,888 crore as against rupees 2,745 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 5% higher. The increase in revenue is mainly due to higher generation and increase in revenue from power trading business by rupees 7 crore. Increase in revenue by on account of higher generation is to the tune of rupees 137 crore. Other income for the half year FY23 is of the order of rupees 332 crore vis-a-vis rupees 374 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 11% lower. That is rupees 42 crore. This is mainly due to decrease in late payment surcharge by rupees 126 crore since our collection position has been improved. Other income for Q2 FY23 is of the order of rupees 115 crore vis-a-vis rupees 171 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 33% lower to the tune of rupees 56 crore. This is also mainly due to decrease in late payment surcharge by rupees 102 crore. During half year FY23, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 578 crore to rupees 637 crore. That is rupees 59 crore, which is mainly due to applicability of water cess in state of Uttarakhand and Sikkim. During Q2 FY23, the generation expenses have gone up from rupees 316 crore to rupees 367 crore, that is by rupees 51 crore, which is mainly due to applicability of water cess in Uttarakhand and Sikkim. During half year FY23, the employee cost has come down from rupees 623 crore to rupees 598 crore, that is rupees 25 crore. The decrease is mainly due to superannuation of employees, which is partly offset by increase due to increment, promotion, etc. During Q2 FY23, the employee cost has come down from rupees 306 crore to rupees 291 crore, that is by rupees 15 crore, and which is again due to superannuation of employees and partly offset by increase in DA, etc. During half year FY23, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 268 crore to rupees 244 crore, that is by rupees 24 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest by rupees 11 crore and decrease due to repayment of loans by rupees 16 crore. During Q2 FY23, there has been decrease in the finance cost from rupees 134 crore to rupees 107 crore, that is by rupees 27 crore, which is mainly due to change in rate of interest by rupees 6 crore and decrease due to repayment of loans by rupees 8 crore. During half year FY23, the depreciation and amortization expenses have gone up from rupees 559 crore to rupees 571 crore, that is by rupees 12 crore, which is mainly due to additional capitalization in certain power stations. During Q2 FY23, the depreciation and amortization expenses have gone up from rupees 280 crore to rupees 284 crore, that is by rupees 4 crore, which is mainly due to additional capitalization in certain power stations. During half year FY23, other expenses have gone up from rupees 595 crore to rupees 858 crore, that is by rupees 264 crore. This is mainly due to increase in provision against impairment of investment in respect of Loktech Downstream Hydroelectric Power Corporation Limited by rupees 106 crore and fair value loss on financial assets amounting to rupees 124 crore and increase in CSR expenditure by rupees 43 crore, which is partly offset by decrease in insurance expenses by rupees 17 crore. During Q2 FY23, other expenses have gone up from rupees 283 crore to rupees 352 crore, that is by rupees 69 crore. This is mainly due to increase in fair value loss on financial assets of rupees 38 crore and increase in R&M expenses, security expenses and CSR expenses, etc. During half year FY23, MAT credit of rupees 264 crore has been recognized in the books, out of which net impact of rupees 127 crore has been on the profit of the company. In other words, rupees 127 crore has been added in the profit on account of MAT credit recognition. During Q2 FY23, MAT credit of rupees 138 crore has been recognized in the books, out of which net impact of rupees 123 crore has been on the profit of the company. During half year FY23, we have earned profit after tax of rupees 2483 crore vis-a-vis rupees 2217 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 266 crore, that is approximately 12%. And the reasons for decrease and increase in the line items we have just discussed in the foregoing paragraphs. During Q2 FY23, we have earned profit after tax of ₹1,433 crore vis-a-vis ₹1,305 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by ₹128 crore, that is approximately 10%. And the reasons for decrease and increase in the line items we have just discussed in the following paragraphs. During half year FY23, the incentive position is as under. Our PF based incentive during first half of the FY23 was ₹353 crore as against ₹313 crore in the corresponding previous half year. So there is an increase of ₹40 crore on account of PF based incentive. On account of deviation charges, we have earned ₹119 crore during this current half year as against rupees 85 crore in the corresponding previous period, meaning thereby there is an increase of rupees 34 crore in deviation charges. So our total incentive on account of these two incentive is rupees 472 crore for current year, as against rupees 398 crore and in the corresponding previous half year. So there is an increase of 74 crore in the current half year. During Q2 FY23, the incentive position is as under. PA based incentive, we have earned rupees 181 crore during Q2 of FY23, as against rupees 187 crore in the corresponding previous quarter. So there is a marginal decrease of rupees 6 crore. On account of deviation charges, we have earned 47 crore in both the quarters, meaning thereby in Q2 of FY23 and Q2 of FY22, deviation charges were rupees 47 crore. So this is flat. Capex of rupees 2,646 crore has been incurred during half year FY23 against the target capex of rupees 8,061 crore for FY23 on consolidated basis. The anticipated cost of Bharti 2 project is rupees 11,135 crore, out of which we have already spent rupees 10,025 crore till September 22. The estimated levelized tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 6 and 19 paisa per unit. The revised cost of Subansiri project is rupees 19,992 crore, out of which we have already incurred rupees 16,395 crore till September 22. The estimated level tariff based on the anticipated cost is rupees 5 per unit. Other major highlights of the company are as under. On realization front, NHPC has received rupees 3,800 crore from the beneficiaries against sale of energy during half year FY23 as compared to rupees 4,239 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Trade receivables as on 30 September 22 stands at rupees 5,854 crore as against rupees 4,621 crore as on 31st March 22. This includes rupees 2,751 crore as unbilled debtors as on 30 September 22 as against 1,961 crore as on 31st March 22. The net receivables out of total reported trade receivables as on 30 September are classified as under. Total reported trade receivables are rupees 5,854 crore as on 30 September. Out of that, unbilled debtors are 2,751 crore. So the amount of billed debtors is rupees 3,103 crore. Out of this amount through bill discounting from our discounts, that is around 1,114 crore. So leaving 1,989 crore net receivable, which comprises only rupees 113 crore more than 45 days, and the rest of amount around to rupees 3,000 crore is less than 45 days. Net trade. So this is all from my side. Now the forum is open for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, wanted to check on the completion of dam work at Subansiri in cubic meters. How much has been completed and what is the total target
Means one thing, the total dam quantity is 20.56 lakhs, and out of that 18.32 lakhs cubic meter concrete has been already done. So that constitutes 89%.
Okay, sir. Sir, and what is the monthly run rate typically over here over the last couple of months?
In a month, normally 60,000 or 12,000 cubic meter concrete is done. But that all depends upon the season. Like in monsoon season, rate of concreting is low because it gets disturbed with the rain and other things. But now we have entered into the non-monsoon period, that is basically working period, and it is going to increase.
So what would be the typical run rate during non-monsoon period? So if 12,000 cubic meter is during the monsoon period?
It can be 40,000. You can take average of 40,000.
So 14 or 40?
40.
40 from 12,000.
On monsoon period, we expect to place concrete at the rate of 40,000 cubic meter per month.
Actually, it also depends that once we come up, it becomes enforced concrete, and lot of enforcement is required to put there. So if it is enforced concrete, then it goes slightly, it becomes less. And if it is a mass concreting, then total concrete rate increases. So it all depends that which location we are doing concreting in that particular month or that way.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, also on Parvati, on the tunneling work, if you can share some of the numbers, how much has been done, cubic meters or and percentage terms, and what's the monthly run rate expected over there?
At present, we can say that balance 560, around 550 meter is there. Otherwise, HRT is completed. So we have completed 30.95 kilometer. Out of 31.54 kilometer. So 560 meter is left out, and then it will be entire HRT will be completed. So this is on the excavation part.
Okay, and sir, how much do we expect to do, say, every month in the post-monsoon season now?
No, at present, we are doing 2 meter or 3 meter in a day. So you can say 60-70 meter per month.
Okay, so we'll take, say, less than 10 months, 9-10 months probably to complete this.
Yeah, you can say. But as, geology improves because at present, we are negotiating a slightly poor condition in the drilling blasting phase of it. So our progress was slow, but it may improve further as we negotiate the entire that band.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, also on just wanted to check on this late payment surcharge scheme. How much of our receivables have been converted over here?
In respect of J&K and Tamil Nadu, to the tune of rupees 1400 crore has been agreed to be paid in installments. So from J&K we are getting 50 crore per month in 28 installments, and in case of Tamil Nadu there is a small amount of 20 crore. That is, we are getting in 14 installments. So, the total amount will be liquidated.
And this is for both of these, it's a 48-month EMI or is it for a shorter time?
In case of J&K, it's 28 installments. And in case of Tamil Nadu, it is in around 40 installments. But in case of Tamil Nadu, amount is very small.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, a couple of questions. So one was just to understand on the employee level. I think if I look at over the past few years, what we've done is we've reduced our employee base fairly significantly, and that's helped kept a check on our profitability as well. So if you could just help me on the trajectory, you know, going forward, is there still room for us to, as we build new projects, is there still room for us to divert some of the current employee to the new projects, or there'll be new employees that we'll have to add?
Actually, earlier we were having overstocking. So now we have entered in the ideal situation. But of course, due to coming of new projects, we require further manpower. So we are in the process of engaging employees through open advertisements. But there is no alarming situation on account of number of employees. We are very much comfortable as of now.
Okay. Just to understand on the employee front, when I, let's say, were to have a look at your actual O&M expense and compare that with the normal, is there any under recovery now over there, or maybe are we doing better than the O&M norms?
Actually, under recovery issue was in the past. Nowadays we are well within the on-time charges which we are receiving from CRC. So there is no issue of under recovery at present. Rather, we are saving something.
Okay. The second question was on the Subansiri front. You've stick to your timelines of June 23. But just wanting to understand the recent you know, landslide that have happened over there. If you could just elaborate a bit more on the impact that's happened on that project, and are there any restoration works that would be required, and how are we going about that?
Yeah, we have started the restoration work last in October month, and September and October month, it has been extended rainfall, and some slide has taken place in the diversion tunnel area. So now it is, there is no flood, even rain has stopped. So we have planned our work and we will be going ahead with our planning. So it will, for 2 months, work has hampered, progress has hampered, and it has got impact. So earlier we were determined to complete it by March 23. So 1 or 2 months it will go ahead, and by June 23 we are sure of completing it.
So it's largely the diversion tunnel that's been impacted. There are no other structures that have been impacted here.
Diversion tunnel and basically the access going to the diversion tunnel. So that access road has to be rebuilt, so that we can reach to the diversion tunnel and carry out our works. So it is basically that is that will be taking some time, and because of that reason, we have put additional 2 months, and likely to be commissioned, two units likely to be commissioned by June 23.
Fair. Just one last question. I think recently there's been an MOU that you've signed with Bharat Electronics on solar manufacturing. You could just you know, throw some light on the rationale for that, and what is it that we're looking to do on that front?
Actually, it is just in the initial stage of talks. No concrete proposal has come from BL, and as per our understanding, we have signed MOU for manufacturing of panels for solar projects. But nothing concrete has come as of now.
Okay. Okay, those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on which are the projects which you are looking to tender out in the next fiscal? Do you think Sawalkot will go through the tendering process in this fiscal?
Yes, Sawalkot NIT is already floated.
Sawalkot is 1856 megawatt, right? That's a large project.
Yes, yes.
And this will get awarded in this fiscal?
It will take some time because some clearances yet to be done there. So though we have floated the NIT and we are in process of receiving the bid, but maybe that will be extending some time. And because we have got time actually, some clearances are still pending and that has to be done first.
Actually, it is expected to be decided in FY23-24 only. In current year, it will not be decided because there are certain claims are yet to be issued.
So Dugar may happen this in this H2, right?
Dugar may happen in end of this FY. By March 23, we may expect.
Understood. Second, sir, on the profitability side in this, what explains the increase in profit from 1305 crore to 1471 crore in the standalone, and also in JV, they also in the consolidated income there is slightly higher income. If I subtract consolidated minus standalone, that number is difference is 2.5 billion. Is it primarily related to the NHDC number? Can you just share the NHDC revenue per EBITDA and profit, if possible, for
sure.
Q2 and
In standalone results, the main reason of increase is recognition of MAT credit in the current quarter. That is amounting to rupees 123 crore. This is the main reason. In addition to that, there are impact of fair value loss of financial assets, that is amount to be 38 crore.
Yeah, that's on the negative side.
Negative side, yeah. A positive side is MAT credit recognition. And your regarding next question, for half yearly increase in profit, the main reason is 127 crore is on account of again match credit and increase in generation. In current half year,
consolidated number, sir.
Yeah, I am talking about standalone. In current half year, there is increase of 900 million units in generation, so that is also increase the profit. So regarding consolidated. Regarding NHDC, in current half year, total generation is 3,188 million units as against 1,342 million units in corresponding previous half year. So there is an increase of 87% increase in the generation in current half year in NHDC. This has contributed a lot in consolidated profit of the group.
Is it possible to share the NHDC's quarterly number on the revenue per ton PAT?
Okay. First of all, I am sharing the generation figures of NHDC. In Q2 of FY23, the generation was 2,715 million units as against 426 million units in corresponding previous quarter. So there is a tremendous increase in the generation of NHDC, and it is the highest ever generation of NHDC so far. It pertains to half year and quarter. So and NHDC profit is 416 crore as against 258 crore for the half year, and 305 crore as against 105 crore for the quarter, second quarter.
Can you repeat the quarter number, sir? Again.
305 crore is the PAT. Current quarter PAT is 305 crore against 105 crore in the corresponding previous quarter.
Understood, sir. Understood. Last thing, sir, on the receivable accounting, if you can just tell us, you know, what are the outstanding amount from J&K and Telangana? What are the outstanding amount, principal plus, you know, late payment surcharge? And how the accounting has happened, and what has led to the fair value, you know, if you can just throw some more light on that. Yeah.
As I mentioned in my speech, that on account of billed debtors, the amount is 3,103 crore for the company as a whole. Out of that, in the total J&K outstanding is 1,477 crore. Out of that,
out of that around 1200 crore are being received, 1250 crore are being received in installments, as early mentioned, which is being received from PFC and REC directly at the rate of 50 crore per month. So you can take, you can consider 1250 crore as securitized through PFC and REC, and balance is being received directly from J&K in shape of adjustment of water sales as and in cash. And in respect of UP, outstanding is 813 crore, it is also only current dues, which is less than 45 days. In respect of West Bengal, it is 457 crore. This is also current due, and overdue is zero. In respect of Punjab, amount is 108 crore. This is also current dues, and overdues are zero. And small amount in respect of Rajasthan, wind power, that is 83 crore. And out of 83 crore, 79 crore is overdue, which we are pursuing with the state. And others are 165 crore as total dues. Out of that, only 14 crore is the overdue amount. And as on date, if you want as on date position of debtors, that also I can explain. Total amount is 1286 crore. Out of that, more than 45 days is only 146 crore. And this is on account of debtors.
Understood, sir. Thank you and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Anuj Upadhyay from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So starting firstly on Parvati, sir. So it would take at least 8 to 9 months to complete the tunneling work. So by when are we expecting the COD to get achieved, sir, in case of Parvati?
It is scheduled for December 23.
Okay, so, I mean, post-tunneling work, we are saying ki it won't take beyond 2 or 3 months to commission the project. Is my understanding correct, sir?
I mean, the excavation will be completed, only 560 meters left, and then we have to go for the lining part, that is around 3 kilometers is balanced as on date. Rest all other components are ready, so only these two components, these two activities have to be completed, and then project will be commissioned.
Okay.
Actually, as per our plan, within 5 to 6 months, we will complete the balance excavation of 560 meters left out HRT, and the concreting lining work will be done simultaneously and in many areas at a time. So as per our plan, it will be completed by December 23, and we are hopeful to complete accordingly.
Okay. And this marginal delay, sir, across...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Padhyay. May we request that you return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, I asked just one question. Okay, fine.
Sir, you may please proceed.
Okay, fine. Secondly, sir, with this marginal increase in both delay, I would say, in both Subansiri and Parvati, are our capex costs still firm, or is this marginal escalation across both these projects?
It will impact only IDC and establishment part, and there is no likelihood in increase in hard cost. Basically, IDC is the period cost, so that may increase.
Okay. And lastly, sir, can you share the quarterly incentive income and the deviation charges for that?
Just a minute. Our PF incentive for current quarter is 181 crore and deviation charges are 47 crore. So total incentive for the current quarter is 228 crore as against 234 crore in the previous corresponding previous quarter.
234 crore, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's Yeah, that's it for my end.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for his closing comments.
Yeah, so we thank NHPC management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. We also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.